Artifacts from Babylon, one of the most famous cities of the ancient world, were looted from Iraq's National Museum, but the brick walls of the city itself were too heavy to carry away. NPR's Steve Inskeep went to Babylon and sent us these impressions of a city that survived destruction this time.
Iraqis call this city Babel, just as it's called in biblical accounts. And if you stopped in Babylon the other day, you would have found a dozen U.S. Marines strolling down a street that's 2,600 years old. Corporal Joseph Kirchi speaks Arabic, and he's interpreting the words of a local caretaker.
Yes,
there's a whole different city underneath all of this, and the more you dig, the more you find, but it's all down there.
The young Americans gather around the statue of a lion. In the sculpture, the lion's stone paws pressed down on the body of a doomed man.
That used to
represent the strength of the Babylon city.
الأسد يمثل قوة الدولة البابلية وهذا الرجل اللي تحت تمثال الرجل تحت ماكو يمثل الرجل أمام الرجل الضعيف أمام الأسد.
And the person lying underneath the lion represents whoever steps in front of the city.
Cities were invented in this region between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. Babylon wasn't the first, but it became the largest. One of its early rulers was Hammurabi, who codified ancient laws and also built an empire around his cosmopolitan city. Centuries later, Alexander the Great conquered Babylon and wanted to make it the capital of his own empire. He died in Babylon at the age of 33. Later, the city declined. The guide to the ruins today is Hussein, a white-bearded man in a white robe. He looks old enough to have seen a lot of Babylon's history himself.
There used to be a road that passed over the city. There was a drawbridge that lifted up, but somehow it ended up in Germany.
Saddam Hussein ordered some of Babylon's walls to be rebuilt and ordered his own name inscribed on every new brick. Today, brown walls rise 30 feet or more along the main streets, crenellated like the walls of a castle. Archways and stairs lead from one chamber to another. You feel like you're wandering some rat maze in a dream. The rooms and public squares are completely bare. You can only imagine the markets, palaces, and prisons that fill this space. Weddings, celebrations, executions. Step through the proper arch and suddenly you're overlooking a pit where archaeologists dug up an even older version of Babylon. Brick buildings and vaulted ceilings line narrow streets. When you go through these ruins, what do you think about?
هذا تراث بنو الأجداد فنعتز به.
Our ancestors built, and so I'm proud of it.
نشعر بلذة وطعم.
I feel happy and proud.
حتى راحة نفسية نشعر به.
And I feel peaceful.
Can I ask you what you think about walking through this?
It's all really interesting. Just like, to be honest, I don't know. I feel overwhelmed, I guess, just a lot of history.
This city has layers of history, the way that a mountain has layers of rock. Each ambitious ruler would build new temples and new palaces on the crumbling foundations of the old. Now, the American troops who visit here speak of helping to build a new Iraq. The Americans set up their local headquarters in the palace that Saddam Hussein built, overlooking this ancient city. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Babylon.